It is Friday, and that is awesome. Welcome to CNN Student News. We talked earlier this week about the tense relationship between the United States and Iran. In recent years, Iran's controversial nuclear program has added to that tension. Iran says the program is for peaceful purposes. The U.S. and other countries believe Iran is trying to build nuclear weapons. One way the U.S. and other countries have reacted to Iran's nuclear program is with sanctions. Now, these are punishments, penalties that restrict Iran's economic activities. Sanctions are designed to pressure Iran into talking with the international community. Yesterday, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met in New York about Iran's nuclear program. Here's why that's significant. It's the first meeting between high-level U.S. and Iranian officials in more than 30 years.
Is this legit? Ben Franklin was the first person to run the U.S. Postal Service. It's true. In 1775, the Continental Congress appointed Franklin as the first U.S. Postmaster General.
Back in the 18th century, the good old days, it cost 6 cents to send a letter through the mail. In 1975, 200 years after Ben Franklin became the Postmaster General, it cost 10 cents. Today, a first-class stamp costs 46 cents, but the Postal Service wants to increase that to 49 cents starting next January. Now, you might say, who cares? I don't send anything through the mail. That's part of the issue. Every year, the amount of mail the Postal Service handles drops by hundreds of millions of pieces. The Postal Service lost $16 billion in 2012, another $740 million from April through June of this year. One of the ways to make up those losses is by increasing stamp prices. The Postal Service Board of Governors describes that move as a last resort. This 3 cent increase could raise $2 billion for the Postal Service, but the Board of Governors has to approve it first. The Postal Service isn't the only part of the U.S. government that's facing some serious economic questions. Congress and President Obama have to consider something called the debt ceiling. This is a limit on the total amount of money the U.S. government can borrow. The ceiling, $16.7 trillion of debt, is in sight, and hitting it could have some consequences.